Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. 34 after the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Paul McDonald is here. Paul is Senior Executive Director at Robert Half. He's a co-author of Benchmarking the Finance Function, and he is quoted regularly in a number of publications, and he's also the executive, the director of their research there at Robert Half, and he's brought some great research for us today on artificial intelligence, but more importantly, how people feel about artificial intelligence. Are they worried about it? Employers, employees, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Paul McDonald, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for your report that you produced, Jobs and Anxiety, which is about how people feel about artificial intelligence. Every time I hear about this kind of a story, this kind of a subject, I keep thinking about the joke I heard about the future of how businesses will be staffed in the future. I don't know if you've heard this, but there'll be a computer and a dog and a man. The computer's there to run the operation. The man's there to feed the dog. And the dog's there to make sure the man doesn't touch the computer. And that's the future. That's the future of work, right? So it's not quite that bad yet. But you guys ask people, office people primarily, what do you think about artificial intelligence? You ask employees and you ask employers. What did you learn?
Well, we've been hearing for a number of years. You can go back I've been in business for 39 years after university, that we've heard a lot over the past few years about anxiety from the worker standpoint, from the employee standpoint, that they're going to be displaced by robots, displaced by the computer, and it was actually going to cause their jobs to go away. So we embarked on the survey of 2,800 workers. These are workers that are in the office setting. So it could be anyone from an accountant to an administrative person to a technology person, marketing, so on. And we embarked on this just to see what is their feeling. What is their feeling of where, you know, are they going to be displaced? And it was interesting, the responses back. Almost half of them, or 49%, foresaw no change at all based on technology and artificial intelligence on their job. So that was an interesting finding. But then the other part of this, Jim, is that 39% thought that it would benefit them in their job, a very positive effect on their job.
But only there's another number there, though. The other side of that, when I heard 49% saw no effect, I'm thinking, okay, then what happened to the 51%? But the internals of that are that only 12% were concerned. That's a small number.
Exactly.
That surprises me, and it obviously, you obviously didn't ask any 66-year-olds then, right?
There were no Luddites or age in account here.
Only 12% of your sample were Luddites, right? Is that what you're saying?
12% of the office workers were feeling as it would be negative. I thought that number was going to be higher, quite frankly.
I did too.
Based upon what I've been hearing in over the years. But really, when you dig into those numbers, and we asked a number of questions, around that, how are you as an employee feeling as though technology is going to benefit you? Mm-hmm. If you're feeling positive or no change in your job, a lot of people felt, 47% of the respondents felt as though it was going to help them increase their productivity.
Well, I wonder if the reason why you're getting these numbers, Paul, is because of what they're actually experiencing. People are now actually experiencing what the statistics are showing, meaning that we've never had more artificial intelligence. We've never used more digital leverage than we're using right now. And yet we've got record, and the economy's doing well, but it's not 5%. It's not 4%. It's not off the charts. It's not in record territory. And yet we've got record unemployment. I think people are looking around and saying, wait a minute, our company's got all kinds of new technology, and darn it, I still got a job. I think that's what's causing these responses. What do you think, quickly, as I go to a break?
Well, I would say that, you know, it allows them, first of all, 3.7% unemployment in the United States is very low,
it's ridiculous.
It's been low for a while.
Yeah.
And then when you take the office worker unemployment, it's about 2.1 or 2.2%.
Right. Yeah.
On that number.
So people aren't worried about anything right now, I think. Hold on to that thought, Paul. I got to take a quick break, folks. We got a lot more reporting from Paul Donald. He's with Robert Half. A lot more good reporting from him on this research you'll be interested in. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.